You really are so tired of waiting for me that you would be begging for me to just. I can't believe this. Touch your hair. You are so starved for physical contact with me that this is how low you would stoop to. I mean, this. We are just talking about me. Just placing my hand on top of your head and then lowering it, following your long, smooth hairs down your scalp until I reach your neck and then the high part of your back. I mean, I know that you have long, glistening hair, this can't be something that you are really thinking about. I mean, I've touched hairs for, I don't know, like, over half of my life. I've touched hair on heads, I've touched hairs on pussies, I've touched hairs everywhere they can be. But someone wanting me to touch them so much as you want them to be touched, I think it's really, really showing insecurities. I haven't been thinking about hair for the past, I don't know, several years, and you just seem to melt at the slight mention of my fingers going through, I don't know, the strands of luscious and bright things that grow on your scalp. I know that it might not be what you want to hear, but this is what I am thinking. So if you want me to touch your hair, you aren't gonna be getting picky about what I'm telling right now. Because that's how I like it. And if you don't like it, then you can go another full 2 years without anyone getting interested into what's growing on your, let's say, head. Because you know that this isn't what they are thinking. You look like you are a weird shaped thing under some moss. You don't look like you are growing some beautiful, bright, flowing hair like you can see in some advertisement. This is the kind of hair that I'm dreaming about when I'm running my finger through them. And maybe I will tell you more about that kind of hair next time. But right now, I think